It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Pickup truck, 10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound sack, a Hollywood looker and a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers faster. She's the first one with the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks, she cranks, she cranks my tractor. She cranks, she cranks, she cranks my tractor.
Hey everybody, that's Dustin Lynch, and we do have the man today on the show, Dustin Lynch, joining the Dolly McCarthy Show for the very first time. Hey there, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you? Are you, you're coming out this weekend for Kankakee Barbecue Festival, big festival brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a major sponsor. We're so thrilled to be there, and I'm really looking forward to your night. Saturday night is a big country night. John Party will be there. Joe Diffie, we talked to him last week, the week before John Party. Now we've got Dustin Lynch. And you'll be on at 10 o'clock that night. Big country night next this Saturday coming up. You ready for it?
We're going to have a big old party.
I think it's going to be pretty epic with this lineup here.
Have you been before? Do you know what's up?
Kankakee Barbecue Festival. This is the second year. I missed the first year. So
first,
I heard
right.
Great things about it. I heard amazing things about it, and I said, I'm getting on this train, and it's going to be a blast. So, all right, well, you've got, for our listeners, all of us know, you've got that big signature straw hat. You really rock that cowboy hat, by the way, let me tell you.
thank you.
I don't know how you missed that top 10 country singers that rock the cowboy hat. How did you miss being on that list?
I have no idea. You know what? Those lists are funny. Those are one of those things I really don't pay attention to. But you take them, you take the accolades when they come, and if you don't get in there, oh well.
Well, and you've got a lot of accolades. So congratulations on your brand new single, Where It's At, and then it's going to be released, your sophomore album, September 9th.
Yes.
Where It's At.
That's right.
Well, how did
I'm excited, you know,
title?
to have new music out. It's going to be an incredible ride. It's so much fun to have, you know, songs that I'm just itching for people to hear. And we're going to play actually some new music this Saturday. We'll play a couple of new songs off this album that no one's heard. And you know, it's like waiting on Christmas for me. September 9th, like Christmas Day. I can't wait for people to hear this new stuff.
Well, Where It's At, that is the perfect summertime song. So I'm imagining we will definitely hear that one.
No doubt. You definitely hear Where It's At. I can promise you that.
And what about the She Cranks My Tractor? We love that song. We're going to be
She
hearing
Cranks
that
My
one.
Tractor will play too. That's my goofy song of the bunch. We wrote that song
that
years ago as kind of a joke, and it took on a life of its own.
I love that line, that's what a country boy's after. So what is a country boy really after? You're from the country.
Well, you know
Tennessee.
What? I'm not sure what every country boy's after. I know what I'm after, and I'm after a girl that makes me laugh, you know, and I can have fun with and be myself around. That's always what I'm after.
Well, you brought up the girl and this whole subject, so I have to ask you, too, how is dating? I know you're touring a lot. Are you dating anybody? You still single? How's that love life going for you?
Oh, it's non-existent. No, I'm gone so much. You know, it's just impossible to be in a relationship right now, which is okay. You know, I think I learned the hard way when I first started doing radio tour few years back. I was in a relationship there for a minute and realized real quick, well, this is not going to work. You're just too busy. You're gone too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the road 312 days last year. So to try and be with somebody when you're home less than a month or almost a month, I guess is just kind of pointless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really are touring a lot. Do you ever get a day off? And what do you do on your days off?
I actually have a day off right now. This is my day off. I don't know what to do with myself on a day off. Honestly, I get kind of stir crazy. I'll end up going in probably to Music Row today and working it to some sort of extent. So you know what? I'm trying to convince myself just to go furniture shopping. I need a new couch, and a new coffee table for my living room. So I'm hoping I can knock that out today. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you on your day off furniture shopping. Growing up in that small town, what's the name of the town you grew up in?
I grew up in Tullahoma, Tennessee, which is about an hour south of Nashville. And, you know, it's a great city. That we have, like, three lakes that surround Tullahoma. So, we're all about outdoors, being on the water, being out in the woods. It was a great childhood.
And when you were growing up, did you take guitar lessons? Did you teach yourself guitar? How did music enter into your life?
I did not. No, I honestly taught myself. I've never had a guitar lesson or a voice lesson. You know, it's just something that I learned on my own, just trying to be. My mom tells me I went from wanting to be Batman one year to Garth Brooks the next. So I think he's the reason he really is the reason I stole my dad's guitar and started beating on it and trying to figure out how to play it. And you know, that's frustrating for a little guy to be learning something like that. But I think that's why I fell in love with it. It's because, you know, each day you get a little bit better at it, you know, and I'm still getting better at every playing, writing songs, singing. Each day, you know, you get a little bit better, and that's what's exciting about doing this.
Where do you get your inspiration for writing your songs and your songwriting?
I pull from, you know, real life situations and relationships I've been in, or people, because of my lack of love life. I want to write about that. I kind of look at other people's lives, you know, my band guys, you know, close friends, and look at their situations, look at their relationships, and take angles, you know, things they're experiencing. If I've not experienced, I've seen somebody go through it. And, you know, if you can write a song that about an emotion that personally I connect with, I usually somebody else has experienced the same thing. We all feel the same emotions. And so that's what songs are. It's about evoking those emotions.
For sure. That is definitely for sure. So, you know, I've heard on several interviews that I've looked at with you, you always mention Garth Brooks. So I get that he is definitely your country music idol. Have you ever met Garth, or do you have any plans? I know he's about to announce a tour again, that he's touring again. Any hopes to jump on board that tour? I know you just came off
a
tour with Keith Urban.
Yeah, absolutely hopes to jump on the Garth tour. What a dream come true that would be. I have met Garth. I've met him a couple times, and you know, the first time I met him, I drilled him with a few questions, which you know, was awesome. He's a very sweet guy. I think the last time I saw him was in April, but yeah, I'm so excited as a fan. I'm so excited just for him to be out making music again. That's going to be a really big deal for the country world. So maybe one of these days he'll invite me out to be part of his tour. That would be a life-changing thing.
Well, I would hope that for you. That would be just awesome. Let's keep our fingers crossed when you come rolling around into Chicago. Maybe, I don't know where Garth's going to play. I imagine Wrigley Field. I was there last summer. Saw Jason Aldean coming up. We're going to see Blake Shelton at Wrigley. And I heard, did I hear correctly, that your first baseball game ever was at Wrigley Field recently, not too far?
It was. They were playing the Dodgers. It was last summer. And we didn't get there until I think the bottom of the sixth, because we rolled into town late. But I had tickets waiting on me, so we ran as fast as we could, got in a cab, got there, and had a great time. You know, that was, what a ballpark. I can't wait to go back to Wrigley.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. I think you're on track to one day sell out the place. You are an amazing artist.
That would
be
incredible.
Loving your music. really, really excited about your sophomore album coming out and hearing some of the tunes this Saturday night at Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest. That's Saturday night, July 12th, people. You can get gates at the door, but you can also go online and get those tickets. They're only $18. That is dirt cheap for Dustin Lynch coming on stage and seeing him. Then your buddy Joe Diffie and John Party will be there. Joe Diffie, is he one of those singer-songwriters that makes you cry? Did I hear that about you?
You know what? He does have a couple of songs that are, you know, It's Just That I'm Come In is one of the songs that'll get you, man. But, you know, Joe Diffie, it's kind of bizarre that Joe is one of in my opinion, one of the best singers we've had in country music. And he still sings so good live. I'm going to be in the crowd fangirling over Joe Diffie when he's on stage, so be watching for me. Some of my favorite all-time country songs, you know, he's recorded and sang, so I'll be out there in the middle of everybody.
Yeah, Joe is definitely a legend. Now, when you were living in Tennessee, what prompted you to get up and move to Nashville at 18? Did you say, I had this dream
of wanting to write a song and record an album and hopefully hear it on the radio one day. That's really all it was. And I think I was just stubborn enough to go try it.
Really? And were you knocking on doors, playing? Did you play at the Bluebird? That legendary place
that was the one spot I knew to go was the Bluebird.
You
know, and being 18, I couldn't get into the honky-tonk, so the Bluebird was 18 and up, so I could get in there. And, you know, that's where songwriters go to hang out. That's where Garth Brooks went to hang out, which is probably the reason I went there first. But, you know, I would just go and all the time. I would go and watch songwriters play songs. And, you know, at the Bluebird, they tell the story and the inspiration behind the song. And you know, that helps a young upcoming songwriter to realize, okay, that inspired this. And then, you know, you look into your life and see if you have any moments that, you know, maybe spark a song idea or something you could write about. And so that's what I was doing. You know, I'll go there and watch those songwriters and try and learn from them.
Have you met any country music singers back then in the day when you were 18, about, 10 years ago, and you all were just starting out and now they're just as big as you are now? Any of those you want to mention?
There are.
Name drop?
Yeah, John Party. Matter of fact, is a guy that moved to town around when I did. Thomas Rhett, the Florida Georgia Line boys, we all kind of came up.
Oh, my God.
Eric Paisley, we all kind of came up, you know, at the same time. It's a really neat thing that happens in Nashville. It's like you have a class, you know, of artists, and they, you know, you go through the same, you know, we're all writing, doing, you know, open mic nights, and then, you know, then we all get a publishing deal at the same time, then we all get a record deal at the same time, and now we're having success at radio at the same time. So it's neat to see how a group of guys rises, you know, and girls rise like that.
What do you think about country music today? It doesn't seem like it's categorical like rock, and then there's country. Country seems to be more of there's a modern rock sound to it now. I guess they're calling it modern country, but what do you think about the evolution of country? Do you think it's still staying true to its roots?
I think it is. I think there's still those elements. You know, country's all about the, for me, it's all about the lyric and the lifestyle, you know, the brand of what it talks about. It's about the subject matter. You know, right now we have the, it's in a really good spot because with rock, mainstream rock really not being as prevalent as it used to be, I think that audience is searching for something to grab. You know, I think also pop, you know, as it evolves, you know, we get to cross over and grab some of those fans too. So I think we're getting a lot of new fans coming in and testing the waters and falling in love with the genre. So I think, you know, country music as a sound right now is a really good spot, a really smart spot, you know, because we're growing so fast. And there's, you know, there's so many more music festivals. There's so many more headlining acts. You know, we're starting to have a little success over in Europe. And, you know, it's all because of being smart and you know, having some access to cross over and grab, you know, new fans. That's a great thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I also, I what you said about the lyrics. It really is all about the lyrics, the fun lyrics, the storytelling, and it's so true to real life. Nothing like a good country song.
That's right.
So what do you want to be known for, Dustin, in the country music world? And then let's ask, I have to ask in life, what is it that that you strive and achieve for? You're working practically every single day of the year. What is your ultimate goal?
Well, you know, I'm just having so much fun. You know, there's definitely goals. I want to headline, you know, arenas and amphitheaters and possibly do some stadiums one day. That's the ultimate goal for me. But that's not why I work every day. Honestly, I just have fun doing it. It's honestly, and on top of that, it's a sickness. You know, it's something I'm addicted to. I'm addicted to writing songs. I'm addicted to recording and performing and, you know, definitely being on stage. That's a buzz and a high that once you get it, you can't get enough of it. And so that's really what drives me to be gone from, you know, home or family or whatever you have every day of the year. You know, in life, you know, a goal for me is you know, besides, you know, being the best I can be at, you know, my talent, my craft, is, you know, I think as a singer you have a platform to raise awareness for you know, certain charities, certain things you believe in. You know, I think charitable work is definitely something that I'm already striving to do and will continue to.
Well, what are some things that you believe in? What charities are you involved in? Go ahead. Let's announce it to everybody.
Well, you know, I do a lot of work for St. Jude. We do a lot of shows. Probably does at least a dozen shows a year for St. Jude Children's Hospital. You know, that's really where I go, because once you visit the children's hospital and see the kids, you know, see the battles they're fighting, and on top of that, see the battles their parents and siblings are going through, is it's life changing. And you know, if we can go out and put on a show and raise money and awareness for something like that, that's easy for us. You know, it's the true heroes and folks that show up and give a little of their income to those kids and those families. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's so awesome that you're using your fame and fortune, if you will, for something to benefit something, a charity that really is so worthy, like St. Jude's, for sure. Hey, when you're up on stage, for those of us that only can dream about being a country music singer, soon to be legend, you, and being a headliner, that's only a matter of time for sure. What is it like when you're up there in front of thousands of fans? What's that feeling for you like? Do you pinch yourself?
Oh, gosh, it's the biggest adrenaline rush ever. and it's exciting. You know, everything is, it goes by in a flash. You don't, you know, by the time you get off stage, you don't hardly remember what you did or what you said. you know, you get kind of lost. I get lost in the music. There's a lot of moving parts, you know. I'm trying to sing, you know, the best I can. I'm trying to play my guitar the best I can. And on top of that, you got to make it look good, you know, and connect with everybody in the crowd. So there's a lot of things going on. It's a fun challenge.
Well, now when you were touring with Keith Urban, how long did you tour with him, and how did you like touring with him? I mean, did you learn anything from him?
Yeah, we were out on the it's called the Light the Fuse tour. We were out on the Light the Fuse tour with Keith from Little Big Town for about 8 months, and I learned a lot from him. I watched the show every single night from the crowd, different points of view, and then, you know, behind, you know, more importantly, behind the you pull back the curtain, and there's a village back there making that show happen, and you know, to see all those moving parts and see how that works and see all that's managed was very very eye-opening, and you know, it's something you got to experience firsthand, so you know how to do it. You know, hopefully one day I'll have to choreograph a village of my own.
Well, you got a small village probably, and villages and villages of people and fans. We're just loving your music. Can't wait to see you Saturday night. You know, Kinky is not too far from Chicago, and this show is based in Chicago, but you can hear it anywhere in the world pretty much. We've got a few radio stations in Chicago that can hear this show, and we're on the internet. We've got listeners out in Italy, and so you're talking about Europe, your fans out there. So you're so close to Chicago this weekend. Any plans to go to a Cubs game or get some pizza or hot dogs? I mean, when you come around this area, what do you go for?
Oh, if we have time, we always try and sink into the local scene. I love experiencing, you know, what do the locals do? What restaurants do the folks that live here like? You know, what kind of bars do they like to go to? If we can catch a baseball game, I'm absolutely there, no doubt about it.
Well, you're a good luck charm, that's for sure. So you definitely should come to Wrigley more often.
All right.
We don't need to
Sounds
go.
Good.
We need Dustin Lynch.
I love
it. It was great to talk to you, Dustin. Really looking forward to meeting you this weekend and hearing some more tunes and some of the songs on your sophomore album, Where It's At, coming out in September. But you can download Where It's At on iTunes, right? That's already out.
That's right.
For sure. Well, it was
yes,
great to
can.
Talk to you. Thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. Dustin Lynch, everybody.
The end of the road, between the water tower and the power lines. We're a cloud of dust. Once I get her buckled in my pickup truck, she's 10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound sack, a Hollywood looker in a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers fast, she's the first one at the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks my tractor. She cranks my tractor. Burning the back road, sucking jet fuel from the radio. Cows ain't cornfields flying by. Gate locked, off the fence, sneak past the barn where the riverbank bends. The best skinny dipper that you ever gonna find. She can hit the branch with a rowl every time. And I go fast, she hollers fast, she's the first one up the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks the tractor. She cranks the tractor. She cranks my tractor.
Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring 38 Special. Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynch.
Cranks the tractor.
Joe Dippy.
Yes, something women like about a pickup man.
And John Hardy. July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Century Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpd.com.